Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
We're also discovering a lot over the weekend and again today about the Jamie Kloss kidnapping, the killing of her parents, and the young man that's been charged. Covering it for ABC Radio and for our WGN Radio is Ryan Burrow, who is in our studio.
Hey, John. Yeah, going over this 12-page criminal complaint now that's been filed in court, and we do learn a little bit more information about, well, what happened in those 88 days between the time that Jamie was taken and the time that she was found. We also learn about, unfortunately, the moments that led up to the situation in which she was kidnapped, in which her parents were killed. We can start from the beginning, if that's where you want to.
Well, start from here, if you don't mind.
Okay.
Why did he select that house?
It wasn't so much the house. And what police had told us initially last week was they thought that Jamie was targeted, despite the fact that they didn't see any connection between this man, Jake Patterson, and the family itself. And what this indicates here in the criminal complaint is that Jake Patterson was working at a cheese factory that was about 15 minutes away from the Barron County home. Had only been working there for a day. And during one of those days was just sitting around and he saw a school bus pull up and he saw Jamie get off of the school bus and go into her house. And at that moment, he decided he was going to kidnap Jamie Kloss. And, it became an obsession. He quit his job and actually, twice prior to the incident on October 15th, according to the complaint, went to the house with the plans of abducting her, but both times saw people and decided not to initiate the attempts.
So then he goes there some evening?
October 15th, shows up, had planned well in advance what he was going to do and how he was going to do it, took his father's 15-gauge shotgun, make that 12-gauge shotgun, pulled up to the house, turned his headlights off, removed the license plate, pulled up to the house, basically just kind of idling in, turned off the car. The dog started barking, woke up Jamie, according to this criminal complaint. Jamie alerted her parents, look, there's someone in the driveway. Her dad went to the door, and at that point, according to this, Jake Patterson, he shouted to Jake, show me your badge, show me your badge, looking out a glass storm door. And Jake picked up his weapon and fired it and shot her father in the head.
Show me your badge.
Yeah, he thought it was a police officer who had arrived at the home. But
so he shoots the father at the door and then later the mother.
The mother and Jamie go and hide into the bathroom. And this is said by Jamie, told police. Went and hide in the bathroom, locked the door, closed it. He manages to push the father's body aside, get into the house, walks throughout the house and realizes this door is closed, pounds it open, gets it open after about 10-15 pushes, sees them both sitting, hiding in the bathtub, makes the mother take duct tape and duct tape Jamie's mouth, also bind her hands and her feet, and then he killed Jamie's mother, shooting her.
So the idea was to... I'm sorry, that family deserves more than just a quick follow-up question.
Yeah.
That's just awful,
yeah.
And I'm sorry that happened, and I know that's upsetting to people to listen to it. So this crazy man then takes Jamie.
Took Jamie and didn't even realize that her feet were bound. He kept telling her, walk, 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 and didn't realize that her feet, that her mom had also bound her feet. And so he literally had to drag her, threw her into the trunk of his car where he drove. And Jamie told police that she actually heard the sirens from police. Because remember, there was a 911 call placed, and it was likely inside of
that
bathroom.
Right, that's right, yeah.
From Jamie's mom. Because when he went in, apparently he saw the phone and said to hang it up. And so that may have been some of that inaudible sounds that police had heard.
He's heading out and they're heading in.
They're heading in. And police actually said they did see a car that kind of matched this description of a red Ford Taurus while they were driving. But, you know, at that point, it's a car. They don't really know what to know.
So
Jamie says they drove about 2 hours and then they ended up at this house, which was apparently, in Gordon. And she was held there. There were actually people who came to the house. Patterson's father came frequently. He had friends that would come. He would go out and he would make her, he basically positioned his bed in a way against a wall where he would make her go under the bed and he would put storage bins and heavy weights that would block her from getting out. And according to Jamie, as well as Patterson, she would be in there for hours at a time, basically blocked under this bed.
Does the complaint include sexual assault?
It does not. Does that mean it didn't happen? No. But this complaint specifically focused on first-degree intentional homicide, two counts, one of kidnapping and one of armed burglary for the break-in into the home.
I see. So he was then continuing with his life for almost 3 months, working?
He told police he actually thought 2 weeks after the fact that he had gotten away with it because they didn't sense where
he
was.
Fell off our radar. Yeah. But the people up there knew. They were well aware of it. How fortunate for her. Does this document you have describe how then she was able to get out?
According to both Patterson and Jamie, she had attempted previously to escape. But he was onto it. He knew. And he threatened her. He hit a wall very hard. She's 13 years old. She was very scared of him.
How old is he?
21.
He's not a big guy, is he?
6'1", 215 pounds.
Oh, bigger than I thought.
Yeah, she's 13 years old.
And he shaved his head at the time of the crime?
Prior to the crime, it describes, this is one of the things that these are one of the steps that he took. He shaved his head so as not to leave behind any hair, any evidence of that. A lot of the things that he had purchased were that day at a local Walmart. It's not like he had fingerprints all over them. He took special steps to make her touch things. He made her grab the shotgun with her bound hands. And the way he hid that shotgun after the fact, too, was in a used car that was on his lot.
Huh. Well, if he was obsessing about her, and if there was no sexual conduct, it's
well,
even,
we don't know that.
Fair enough. It's all bizarre, but that's even stranger still. I don't know what his purpose was then for taking her. I know you don't know the
answer
to
that
question. How can anybody? I presume somebody's going to ask him that question. What was his reason for kidnapping her? And we don't have an answer to that yet.
We don't. But I can tell you that when he was picked up, this was after the escape that we talked about, where she finally got out and saw the woman who was walking the dog. And then police quickly combed the area and found this vehicle that he was in. They took all the normal precautions, made him come out with his hands up, or kept his hands away from the steering wheel. And the first thing he said to police apparently is, "I did it. What you think I did? I did it." So,
is anybody talking about his mental status?
No, not yet. And we haven't really heard much from his attorneys. They came out and spoke yesterday. They didn't admit that he had done it. They didn't say that he didn't do it. They basically just said, "We're going to watch this legal situation play out, and we'll kind of ride it out that way."
Do you know, is Wisconsin a capital punishment state?
I don't know that. No, I'm not exactly sure.
Well, I'm sure thinking about that now, and I don't normally think like that. So she's living with her aunts now and cousins.
Correct.
Her aunt and cousins, with whom she was very close prior to her parents being killed. I understand that the aunt ran a daycare and that a lot of times Jamie would be with her aunt. It was a second mom to her. That was, I think, People magazine's reporting. CBS News this morning had that aunt and I think two other relatives, cousins or other aunts, but three women were there, relatives of hers, and they were talking about how happy they were for her. They had the woman on, maybe I'm conflating some of these people, but they had the woman on who found her. Her last name is Nutter, the lady.
Correct. That's the woman who was walking the dog.
How fortunate for her that woman, who was trained as a social worker to see signs of trauma, to know how to work with a trauma victim, to know how to get them to safety. A lot of us could have panicked. And this lady was like the ideal candidate to be walking a dog.
She was. That being said, what we're hearing in this complaint is that when Jamie approached this woman, she said, "Help, I'm Jamie Kloss. My parents have been murdered." So I'm hoping in our situation, if someone came up to us, we would know what to do or take the proper steps. But yeah, I mean, it was fortunate. And then they went to the neighbor's house and made that 911 call.
Yeah. Okay, so she's with the family now. She's not in a hospital.
They've posted a few pictures of her. You know, she's smiling. She's got dogs in the picture. You know, a lot of people, we've seen the Facebook posts about those pictures. A lot of people not liking that her picture's out there. But on the other hand, too, you've got to understand the family's getting tons of media calls. They wanted to put something out there, I'm sure, just to kind of put us at ease a little bit and give us something that we can use moving forward. That's it's kind of the way it works. It's sad, but that's the way it works.
Anything else, Ryan?
No. Prosecutors should be speaking later this afternoon, probably very similar to what's here. I don't know what kind of questions are going to be asked. Probably the sexual assault will come up at some point. So
The possibility of sexual assault. There is no reporting of that yet.
Correct. Thank you for correcting that.
Ryan Burrow from ABC Radio and WGN Radio, just down the hall. Nice to have you come in the studio. Thank you, my friend.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.